And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about Huntsville to Chattanooga. I'm talking about Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden. I'm talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, listen, we're going to the phones right now. As promised, I'm glad to bring back on the show someone who is a friend of the show who's been on many times. Got to see him a little bit while we were up in D.C. the last few days for the events of the inauguration. Congressman Gary Palmer, representing the state of Alabama, is part of our federal delegation. And he's actually, I think, stepped off the floor from votes right now to take a call in with the show. Congressman Palmer, how you doing, sir?
Good, Phil. It's been a little busy.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad. I think it's been a good kind of busy is what it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just by the reaction from my Democratic colleagues, we're doing what we're supposed to do. They're fit to be tied.
Well, and good.
Some of them need to be tied.
Yeah. Well, if Democrat heads are exploding, then we're all happier. But let me tell you, you got any updates? What are y'all working on right now before I even go into the other topics at hand?
Well, we're about to vote on passage of the Lincoln-Riley Act.
Yeah.
And I presided over the final part of the debate today in the chair. And what I've seen, we had a hearing today in Energy and Commerce, and what I'm seeing and hearing from some of my colleagues, it's very apparent that the Democrats learned absolutely nothing from this election.
Yeah.
They want to talk about January 6th. They want to talk about President Trump pardoning 1,500 people who, I, in my opinion, were inappropriately and put in jail or charged with crimes. It's all about that. They want to talk about anything but what the American people care about, and they talk about it's almost laughable. They talk about how we need to be focused on bringing down the cost of living, and I want to remind them that they increased federal spending in just 2 years by $10 trillion and caused inflation to go through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have thought of that then.
Well, it's amazing, and you're right. I don't think they can read the room. I don't think they have any idea. Or if they do, they're just so belligerently recalcitrant on this whole thing that they're going to hang on because that's the only thing they've got. It's kind of like trying to argue that Elon Musk was doing a Nazi salute and try to make it stick. It's just not sticking anymore.
Well, in their closing argument on the Lincoln-Riley bill, it was all about the FBI. And I'm not kidding. It was all about the FBI spent millions and millions of dollars arresting people who were part of the riot at the Capitol, you know, the insurrectionists. And I'm thinking the FBI should have been sending that money on arresting people who came here illegally with criminal records.
Yes, absolutely.
No, they went after people who were protesting at the Capitol. They went after families who showed up at a PTA meeting or at a school board meeting. Or they had agents in Catholic churches and other churches that were pro-life. They spent millions of dollars on that, Phil, during the Biden administration, rather than making our communities safe and secure from crimes that are being committed every stinking day by people who are here illegally.
Well, I love the fact that one of the first bills that Trump may have from the new Congress to sign is the Lincoln-Riley Act. And I guess what are y'all voting for passage of the amended bill as it came back from the Senate? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, this will be the first bill that's laid on his desk.
That's great. That's amazing.
This is final passage here in just a few minutes.
Well, I know that Alabama's Senator Britt has been the Senate lead sponsor, and our House delegation, you included, have been super supportive of this thing and getting it through the lines. So I think it's a great testament to Alabama that we're seeing this be one of the first bills to go forward. But the nation needs it. And I love the fact that one of the first pieces of legislation is a promise kept about making reforms on immigration and criminal illegal aliens.
Yeah. Katie, Senator Britt's actually coming over to the chamber, and I'm going to escort her onto the chamber, into the House chamber, for this final vote.
Well, outstanding.
She texted me a little while ago that she wanted to come on over. So it really is a major bill. A lot of people think, well, it's about this one crime in Georgia, but no.
No, it's not.
There's thousands and thousands of victims of crimes committed by people here illegally. And I thought Tom McClintock, Republican from California, who was leading the bill on the floor for us, did a marvelous job of, and his closing argument, and a couple other guys just started reading the names of victims, and there are many more. I mean, you remember all the way back 2014, 2015, Kate Steinle was killed in San Francisco.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things that helped Trump get elected.
I agree.
Unfortunately, but killed by someone who had stolen a gun out of a forest ranger's vehicle, a rental vehicle, and discharged it and killed her.
Yeah.
And there are others. I mean, it's unbelievable what we've allowed to happen in our country.
Well, it is unbelievable. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes tragedy to become a rallying cry so that we can get things done. And I'm not saying I'm looking for tragedy. What I'm saying, though, is at the very least, we can't bring back Lake and Riley, but we can honor her memory. It's just like, you know, it's like Remember the Alamo. The members of the force at the Alamo were wiped out. But that became the rallying cry that you know, brought in General Sam Houston and saved the Texas Republic. So I'm just saying, let's make a rallying cry out of it and get something done. And I appreciate the fact that y'all are. But let me ask you this: besides the Lake and Riley Act, what's the mood? What's the tenor like? I mean, I know that most of the House, maybe you were there, I don't know, were on Hannity last night. Were you there for that?
No, I had a hearing today, and I'm not someone that feels like I've got to be in front of the camera or behind the camera or microphone, whatever, all the time. And I wanted to prepare for this very first hearing, and it was about chemicals, and I knew where the Democrats would be coming on this. And we had the hearing today, and it was their usual hypocrisy. And, you know, again, all about how the Republicans are doing the will of big corporations, and it has obviously, again, they're clueless about where the American people are on things. One of the things that I brought up, speaking of hypocrisy, is that when they had the majority, they passed a bill to basically eliminate a chemical known as PFAS. It's a phosphate fluorochloride, and it has medical it's applicable in medical procedures. That I pointed out today that it is a major part of the manufacture of solar panels that hardens the outside, which they're fine with that, even though a solar panel can't be recycled. And so we're burying God knows how many tons of solar panels with PFAS. But it's just amazing. I sit and listen to them, and I think, what planet are you on?
Yeah, well, they're not on the same planet we're on, that's for sure. Like I said earlier, they're not reading the room. Hey, let me go back to, I started to ask a question, then I diverted myself. But what is the mood right now among the members of the House, the Republican House? I mean, what... Is there a sense that things are different, or are y'all operating as like business as usual with a little more oomph? I mean, what are you seeing? What's it feel like right now by comparison to last week?
Well, I think we're much more focused. We spent hours and hours working on the reconciliation package.
Yeah,
and we had the key committee chairman all sit and take questions from us this afternoon. And we're going to get, as Trump says, one big beautiful bill passed. Now the question is, what all can we get in it? And I'm working on some things. One is the RAINS Act. That if we can get that into the bill, it's a game changer, Phil, because it will eliminate the ability of agencies to make law through rulemaking or through regulations, and will require Congress to actually do its job. So we're on a deadline, and everybody knows it. So But I think that's got us much more focused. There's still people that have differences of opinion on what they that want two bills instead of one. And I think we need to get as much in this bill as we can, get it done, get the tax cuts and Jobs Act extended and maybe made permanent. And I think what President Trump did, I had recommended to his campaign team last year, and then I spoke to Stephen Miller about 3 weeks ago about this, that on the energy side, we and critical minerals and rare earth side of things, we needed to declare those essential to our national security and utilize the Defense Production Act. And I said, that way you can permit immediately, because we were all concerned about what we need to do on energy, being able to get things permitted.
Right.
And Miller's response was, that's, you know, we hadn't thought of that. Well, that's what the president did with his executive orders 2 days ago. He declared it a national security emergency on energy. So I think it's not only going to generate billions of dollars in revenue, it's going to be huge help to our allies in Europe. They won't have to buy any more gas from Russia or Iran.
Yeah, I think that I agree with you. I think that was one of the things that had to happen. It's part of the ability to move things forward quickly. And I think there's with the exception of the Democrats, which are not going to be happy. If we told them the sky was blue, they still wouldn't be happy. But the reality is we're looking at things that the first 100 days, in my opinion, are critical. The first 2 years are the most critical of the four. And so we want to see as much done as quickly as possible so that we can settle into getting some of the longer term issues dealt with. And I think y'all are on the right track. I love the idea of one reconciliation bill, getting it merged, getting the agenda done all at one time.
Well, I think we got some members that think, well, we do one reconciliation bill, we're one and done. And I stood up in front of the conference a while back and said, look, reconciliation is not the end, it's the beginning.
Yes, it is.
And we've got another chance to do reconciliation later on. But there's a lot of things that you can't do through reconciliation that you're going to have to bring to the floor. You're going to have to make your points. And as Margaret Thatcher famously said, you got to win the debate before you win the vote. And that's what we need to do. But I think that if we do our job, if we, and not just in the first 100 days, but over the next 18 months, I think we can not only hold our majority in the House, I think we can add to it. Because if the Democrats persist in the arguments that they're making now, it's no different than what cost them the White House, the Senate, and a chance at a majority in the House. I think the tide has turned, and people are just tired of being talked down to, tired of being forced to accept this DEI stuff. They went way too far.
Yep.
And I think we got a chance to, I've told my guys, we got a chance to go down in history as one of the greatest Congresses ever. But you don't achieve greatness doing easy things.
No.
You got to do some hard things.
You absolutely do. And I tell you what, Congressman, I appreciate it. I know what you stand for. I've been around you a bit, and I want to thank you in advance. I know that you got more to do. I'm out of time right now, and I know you got to get back to what you've been up to, but the bottom line is this. Let's stay in touch. I want to have you on more often. Both our Alabama and Tennessee audiences want to hear this stuff, so we'll keep going, all right?
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Take care now. That's Congressman Gary Palmer from Alabama, and yeah, he's been in the thick of it. And just, it's kind of cool, this show, take it to a break, JP, but this show just got him literally out of the chair where he was presiding over the House, the debate, to get the Laken Riley Act moved through to become the first bill sponsored by Alabama's Senator Katie Britt to Trump's desk. Loving that, loving the connection, and love the fact that this show has the connections to bring it to you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.